And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 20th of November, 2015. It's the birthday of the astronomer Edwin Hubble, born in Marshfield, Missouri, 1889. Started out studying law because his father had wanted him to, and then went to graduate school to study astronomy. He was studying the Andromeda and Triangulum nebulae, which he at first thought were star clusters in our galaxy, the Milky Way, at a time when most astronomers believed that the Milky Way galaxy was the only galaxy in the universe. But Hubble looked closely at Andromeda, discovered that one of its stars was a Cepheid variable, a kind of star that was very bright and pulsed at regular intervals, which would serve as a measurement to calculate distances in the universe. And he calculated this Cepheid to be almost a million light years away, putting it well outside the Milky Way. And so Hubble concluded that the Milky Way was just one of many galaxies in the universe. He was only 35 when he made those discoveries that expanded the known boundaries of the universe, and he opened the door for the discovery of many galaxies outside of our own, discovered 23 of them himself. He was the first, Edwin Hubble, to suggest that the universe is expanding, which his peers scoffed at. But Stephen Hawking called it one of the great intellectual revolutions of the 20th century. Hubble's work set the stage for the development of the Big Bang theory of the origin of the universe. It's the birthday of the novelist Don DeLillo, born in the Bronx, 1936. He was once asked how he became a writer. DeLillo said, "I became a writer by living in New York and seeing and hearing and feeling all the great, amazing, and dangerous things the city endlessly assembles. And I also became a writer by avoiding serious commitment to anything else." Author of many novels, including Mao 2 and Underworld, which many people consider his masterpiece, DeLillo worked as a copywriter in Manhattan for 5 years and then quit in 1964 and set out to be a writer, living as cheaply as he could. It took him 4 years to write his first novel, Americana, 1971. Got good reviews, did not sell all that well, and it wasn't until his novel White Noise in 1985, about a professor at a Midwestern college who specializes in Hitler studies, White Noise made him a best-selling author. Here's a poem for today by Robert Frost, my November guest. "My sorrow, when she's here with me, thinks these dark days of autumn rain are beautiful as days can be. She loves the bare, the withered tree. She walks the sodden pasture lane. Her pleasure will not let me stay. She talks, and I am fain to list. She's glad the birds are gone away. She's glad her simple worsted gray is silver now with clinging mist. The desolate, deserted trees, the faded earth, the heavy sky, the beauties she so truly sees, she thinks I have no eye for these and vexes me for reason why. Not yesterday I learned to know the love of bare November days before the coming of the snow, but it were vain to tell her so, and they are better for her praise." My November Guest, a poem by Robert Frost, from The Complete Poems of Robert Frost, published by Henry Holt & Company, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.